Welcome back, everybody. Joining me tonight is Charlie and Terry for this series prediction show. We've got the home opener in Fenway Park. The Orioles are coming to town. Some would argue one of the first major tests of the young season. I'm just happy that it's back on the East Coast. The games will be starting a little bit earlier. It'll be a little bit easier to watch the full thing. Gentlemen, how are you doing tonight?
No complaints, but man, oh man, it was nice being able to catch the games after work started. Now the games are going to be over probably when work ends, but that's all right. We'll figure something out. No stress.
I'm a little bummed I'll miss probably the first half of the opener, including the ceremonies, but I'm also glad to have, after Tuesday, a lot of 7:10 start times. It's a lot more normal and, you know, the routine that I'm used to.
Very true. Yes, I am. I too am looking forward to those 7 p.m. starts. But without further ado, we got a 2:10 start for the home opener on Tuesday. We got Corbin Burnes against Brian Bayo. Charlie, how do you see this one going?
I mean, everybody knows my love and affinity towards Corbin Burnes, and that's not going to change here. I love Bayo, and I won't bet against Bayo, but Corbin Burnes was not in the American League last year. Man, oh man, this guy is absolutely incredible. I hate to say it, but I think Corbin Burnes is going to just run it in game one. So Orioles take the first one.
Derek?
The man crush on Corbin Burnes continues for Charlie. Yeah. Bayo's going to get creamed. If you're looking to fix yourself, it's not going to happen against that Orioles offense. Corbin Burnes, great pickup. I admire the fortitude of that Baltimore front office. They made an aggressive trade. And man, what a get for them. I think Burnes is just going to shut this offense down. You look what Reed Detmers did to the Red Sox, 10 or 12 strikeouts there in that last performance. I don't think it's going to be a picnic dealing with Burnes. So could be kind of a rude greeting at Fenway, but we're used to it. I got the Orioles in game one.
I think it's going to be an unfortunate sweep for the O's in game one. Really kind of wish that the Orioles would have rolled out like an under new management banner. They had kind of got the prize jewel of the offseason. They got Corbin Burnes. They picked up Kimbrough. They made a lot of great offseason moves, and they picked up the season right where they left off. And, you know, they've had a pretty good start to the 2024 campaign. I think it would have looked a lot better if the Red Sox and the Yankees hadn't done as well themselves. You piggyback that on top of Brian Bayo just not really being able to pitch well in day games. You know, he hasn't had the start to the season that we were looking for, to say the least. And as Charlie mentioned, this Orioles lineup is fierce. I don't think this is the get right game, as they call it. So I think the Orioles take game one, unfortunately.
It's a day game.
Yeah, it is a day game. 2:10 first pitch. So, you know, set your alarms, set your calendar events. You don't want to miss it. Or maybe you do. It appears that the three of us want to miss it. So let's look at game two instead. Maybe we'll see something a little bit more positive on Wednesday, 7:10 start, you know, back into that routine. We got Cole Irvin against Terry's darling, Nick Pivetta.
He is a darling indeed. And Nick Pivetta has allowed one earned run in his last four appearances, and I don't think it's going to change. If he does allow one, two, three, or four runs, it's certainly not going to be more runs than Cole Irvin allows. If this is a game, if there's any of these three games that I feel very, very confident about the Red Sox winning, it's game two. I don't think Cole Irvin has it. He mailed it in the first appearance, just didn't get it. And I have no reason to believe that Nick Pivetta is just going to all of a sudden forget how to be a star after his last four appearances dating back to 2023. So Pivetta, Red Sox, split it up after game two.
Honestly, it's an easy pick here. Pivetta, he might have his toughest start here against the Orioles, but Cole Irvin is just... I raved about the Burns trade, and then, you know, they traded for Cole Irvin last year, got him from Oakland. That's a tale of two different trades, and Cole Irvin is terrible. I'm surprised he's not on the Red Sox roster, quite frankly, but I think we're going to tune him up, and should be an easy win for the Red Sox in game two.
Game two is probably a must win for the Red Sox if they want to salvage anything out of this series. You know, Cole Irvin against Pivetta is a matchup that you could dream about. Pivetta historically has pitched very well against the Orioles, 8-2 in his career with an ERA of 3.18, only given up four runs once. A lot of things are lining up very well. He's continued to pitch kind of right where he left off last season, right? You know, he finished the season strong, was somebody we were counting on going into the offseason. When we were building out that hypothetical rotation, he kept climbing up the pecking order as more and more guys signed with other teams. So for me, Pivetta gets it done in game two. I think the bats wake up after being asleep in game one. So let's look at the final game of the series. On Thursday, another 7-10 start. We have Grayson Rodriguez against Cutter Crawford. Charlie, how do you have this one?
It pains me to say this, but I think this is going to be the first series that the Red Sox do not end up winning or drawing. So they split Seattle. They swept Oakland, took 2 out of 3 all the way against Anaheim here. I think that Grayson Rodriguez is really going to blossom in 2024 and become one of the more elite pitchers. I think he's got the edge over who we've got. I have to give him the edge over Crawford, so I think the Orioles will take 2 out of 3.
Both of these players, you know, faced each other. Well, not necessarily each other, but they faced their opposing teams here just once in all of 2023. Crawford actually ended the season. His last start was against the Baltimore Orioles, and he had a pretty good outing. I think was actually scoreless. And then Grayson Rodriguez kind of scuffled a little bit, only lasted 4 1/3, but gave up just 2 runs. I just don't have the confidence in Rodriguez to come into our house, our atmosphere. He seems like he's a little bit of a head case. People were hoping he would break out a couple years ago. Didn't happen. Last year, kind of scuffled throughout the year. He hasn't gotten off to the start that Baltimore fans anticipated. And he was one of the top prospects in all of Major League Baseball. I think was a top 3 or 4 prospect. So Crawford's been pitching good enough. I'm actually going to give the edge to the Red Sox in game three. It's the hardest game. There's so many factors that could make it go either way. I'm not comfortable with that pick, but that's what at least makes the most sense right now.
I feel like I got, you know, a person on each shoulder kind of speaking in my ear. What am I going to do, right? Unfortunately, I think the Orioles are going to get this one. Rodriguez has had a fantastic start to the season. He hasn't issued a lot of walks, hasn't given up a lot of hits. His whip's under 1. Granted, it was against the Pirates and the Angels, but the Pirates are a hot team right now. I would love to be proven wrong. I currently don't see it. I don't think this is necessarily a Cutter Crawford issue. More so it is, you know, those tough luck 1-0 losses, right? The Red Sox have scored 1 or fewer runs 4 times already in this young season. And this seems to be kind of like one of those games where you don't really have a great explanation for why the bats went flat, but they just didn't come out to play that day. So for me, I got the O's taking 2 out of 3. Charlie has, I think, the O's taking 2 out of 3 as well. And Terry, the ever optimist, is taking the Red Sox 2 out of 3. Any other tidbits or inputs?
Again, I mean, we can't say enough. We're glad we're back on the correct coast with the normal start times. And as much as you guys think it's going to be a loss, and you could be correct, it's nice to have a real test because we're still wondering, who is this team? Who are the Boston Red Sox?
I definitely think this is our first test. I thought Seattle was going to be doing a little bit more damage than they actually did. We did steal one from Seattle. We did win another one. So a split doesn't feel like the craziest final decision there. Oakland, not a threat. Not surprised that we swept. Anaheim, not really a great team. Not surprised we took 2 out of 3. But above all else, through the first 10 games, the one thing I cannot talk enough about, surprisingly enough, is not Tyler O'Neill and his 5 solo home runs, but it is our starting pitching as a whole has been absolutely lights out for 2 weeks collectively. 2 turns through the rotation, and they're pitching fantastic.
It'll be tough to not have a knee-jerk reaction the other way if this Orioles lineup does touch up the starting rotation, but you know, you have to play who's in front of you, and the Red Sox have gone out and they've executed, you know, with the teams that have been in front of them, and that's all you can ask for. But if there's nothing else you gentlemen want to add, we will wrap there tonight. Thank you all and take care.